This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Yes, I'm still coming to you as Gun Owners News Hour, and we are working on that. That doesn't change the content. We just came off of a presidential debate where the Democrat clown car got out there. Let's let them go ahead and tell you their story. Here's Beto for you. Listen to him.
El Paso is your hometown. Some on this stage have suggested a voluntary buyback for guns in this country. You've gone further. You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this. I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut it to pieces. I don't need this weapon to hunt, to defend myself. It is a weapon of war. So let's do the right thing, but let's bring everyone in America into the conversation. Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, and non-gun owners alike.
Can I make a point? Congressman, thank you. I want to bring in Senator...
So here we have Beto. And he's playing a couple of sides of the coin here. The idea that we would willingly give up weapons just because he comes in and he wants to put out what he's referring to is nothing short of tyranny. Okay? What he's referring to here is coercion. He would bring the force of law against you if you didn't sell back your AR-15 or your AK-47. There's a couple things wrong with that on a very base level. One, I don't know who he gets to actually execute that one. They've already thrown the police under the bus. The military has been thrown under the bus. Who's going to go do it? There would be some, without a doubt. Yes, there would. But then you've got to worry about... You're going to have, there's two different kinds of law enforcement. There's sheriffs and there's police. Police normally are the mirror image of whoever hired them. Sheriffs are elected. And there's a lot of constitutional sheriffs out there that would not necessarily go along with that. After he made this statement, he accused Beto. Robert, let's just call him Bob. Bob accused a Texas state lawmaker of making a death threat against him over a tweet about AR-15s. After he proclaimed he's ready to come after semi-automatic weapons during the third Democratic debate in Houston, Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane tweeted, my AR is ready for you, Robert Francis. Beto replied, telling the lawmaker, this is a death threat, Representative. Clearly, you shouldn't own an AR-15, and neither should anyone else. Kane, in turn, called Beto a child over the accusation. He said, you're a child, Robert Francis. O'Rourke told ABC's David Muir that he stands by his pledge to get AR-15s and AK-47s out of Americans' hands. It's a weapon that was designed to kill people on the battlefield. And you heard this part earlier. If the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that, so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and should not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers, when you see that being used against children, in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa in Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore. And you heard the applause. Okay, first things first. I cry shenanigans against this claim that he met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was allowed to bleed for an hour. Where was she when she was allowed to bleed for an hour? Typically speaking, in combat trauma, if you can get somebody to the hospital and they're breathing and their heart is beating and you're not having to keep them alive under some artificial means, you have an 80-some-odd% chance of saving them nowadays with today's trauma care. Number two, the AR-15 is, it was the forerunner of the M16. It was designed as a civilian weapon to begin with. And it was adapted, of course, it was adapted. But the ammunition that goes down range does not fragment. It stays together. It's called a boat tail. It wobbles as it's going down range. So it has this little tumbling action. And it is not designed to make someone bleed to death. It's designed to wound someone to where they take up seven people. It takes seven people to care for a wounded soldier on either side, if he's cared for correctly. So it's a force multiplier when you shoot one person with one of these in combat, simply because of what it does. It takes seven people out of the fight. And this is the Democrats, people. This is the people that have been telling you for... I'm sure Beto would sit here and tell you, I believe in the Second Amendment. This nonsense about, I went to a gun show in Arkansas, and I went to people that were selling the guns, and I went to people that were buying the guns, and then they told me, I would gladly give up this gun and let it be shredded. Put him up on stage, Beto. Give me some names. I want to see these FUDs that are out here buying guns and at the same time saying, oh, but take it and shred it. I don't need it. I don't need these to hunt deer. And this is the thing that Beto does not get. And yes, Beto, yeah. You can look at certain things a certain way. With this congressman that said, my AR-15 is ready for you, Francis, you're threatening us. You're threatening us. You're threatening us with the force of government. You're basically telling us you're going to do what I want you to do or else. I'm taking this from you. How come everything in the Democratic lexicon has to... you got to take something from me in order to make things better in the world. Why is that a thing? I don't get why that's a thing. But this guy... He's probably the one thing that I will say about Robert Francis is at least he is completely honest about it. He's just too stupid to understand that this is not going to play well. This is not going to play well across the fruited plain, if you will. So he can sit there and make this proclamation. He's going to do it, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen legislatively. And if it does happen legislatively, there will be hell to pay. In a lot of different ways. And I won't be the one starting it. I won't be the one to start it. This will be something the legislature has done. The legislature will have gone so far away from the Constitution that all of these things that they talk about us, the Nazis and all this other stuff, it's going to pale in comparison. We're going to make Venezuela look like the founder's vision if they do these kind of things. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. One way or the other, it's just not going to happen. I guarantee you that. But in the meantime, Let's talk about something else when we get back. This is Gun Owners NewsHour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm going to tell you something. CEOs of companies should never get themselves involved in divisive politics. And let me give you a little quote, if I may, from Alain de Botton. Who hold important positions in society are commonly labeled somebodies, and their inverse, nobodies, both of which are, of course, nonsensical descriptors. For we are all, by necessity, individuals with distinct identities and comparable claims on existence. Such words are nevertheless an apt vehicle for conveying disparate treatment accorded to different groups. Those without status are all but invisible. They are treated brusquely, their complexities trampled upon, and their singularities ignored. Now, not surprisingly, the Al-Qaeda CEO, Ayman al-Zawahiri, yesterday implored his fellow Muslims to speak out or seek out and murder unarmed and unaware infidels, Christians and Jews, in the USA, the UK, Israel, and Europe, via martyrdom whenever possible. You didn't hear that, did you? Nobody said that out there media land. In fact, he denigrates some of his backtracking fellow jihadis for confining their attacks to Western military interests, assuring them that Western civilians are also legitimate targets for their righteous wrath. And he doesn't mince words. I mean, anybody that's going to be honest enough to tell me their intentions makes it easier for me to design my response. So I'll give him that. He doesn't mince words. In that, at least, he is far less pretentious than most American politicians. Comically, over here, 145 company CEOs cautiously peering out from behind their cadres of heavily armed bodyguards are united in demonizing you, the American gun owner, and pressuring politicians to take guns away from all of their fellow citizens forcibly. It manifestly frightens them to think that ordinary Americans can possess guns equivalent to theirs. Of course, their proposed gun bans will never apply to them. It won't apply to their bodyguards. Only to us, the great unwashed. I'm not sure if it offends you as much as it does me that these self-proclaimed elitist snobs think they're so much better than the rest of us that they deserve gun privileges not available to ordinary Americans. Now, assault weapons, whatever that means, are apparently just fine so long as they're protecting the lives of politicians and assorted others among the quote-unquote ruling class. But they apparently must be snatched from the hands of us mere peons. You know, we can afford an AR-15. We cannot afford a phalanx of bodyguards. Far more ordinary citizens are murdered every day than our company CEOs and politicians. And you need to think about that. Whenever a celebrity, let's just use a celebrity, we still talk about Sharon Tate being murdered by the Manson family today. That happened on the tail end of the 60s, what, 68, 69? We still talk about that today, like it just happened yesterday. They still make movies about it. We still have specials about it. We don't talk about the LoBiancos, though. They were also murdered by the Manson family. We don't. So, Bob Crane, Hogan's Heroes, you know, that still comes up. That, as far as I know, that was never solved. But lots of people get killed every day in the United States that we never hear of again. Far more ordinary citizens are killed every day. And as an ordinary citizen, and there's nothing wrong with being an ordinary citizens do extraordinary things over the course of their lives. It has become exceptional now to get married and raise a family. That's become an exceptional thing. And we need and deserve, and we have a right to, the means to protect ourselves every bit as much as they do. We are not some expendable subject enjoying the only, you know, the occasional privilege arbitrarily dribbled down to us by the ruling class. We are citizens of the United States, sovereign citizens of the United States, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and we boldly claim them. Some of us insist upon them. Yet, we're invisible to these 145 rich, self-consumed snobs, and there comes a time in everybody's life when you have to decide between keeping an illegal gun or accepting an invitation on a one-way train ride. And that's a quote from a Holocaust survivor. Do you, are you, when you walk around in your day-to-day life and you're doing the things that are important to you, do you feel insulted by these people who, you know, came up with Twitter or Facebook or Amazon, or they're in charge of Apple or whoever they're, whoever, whatever CEO it is? Do you sit there and say to yourself, who are these guys to tell me what to do? Who are these guys to make decisions arbitrarily on my behalf? This is a thing about people of means. Not all of them, to be sure. But, I mean, one day when you have time, go back. And this was in a script, okay? Go back and watch American Gigolo, which was a movie that came out in 1980. And in the scene where Richard Gere's character discovers that the woman, Lauren Hutton, is married to his politician, the politician is there and he's talking about climate change. And he's talking about how we, the privileged, must lead. We must lead by example. We must make these decisions for the unwashed masses. This kind of attitude about the elitists who, you know, in a lot of cases they're either born into it, which has nothing to do with anything they ever do, or they're just lucky, which I'll give them that. And in some cases they have a really good idea, but there's lots of really good ideas that never get realized, trust me on that one. The idea that these people would sit here and want to tell you, who live wherever you live, doing whatever you're doing, that you can't defend yourself, while they are defending themselves all the time. Arthur Sulzberger, who was, I don't even know if he's still alive, but when he was the publisher of the New York Times, Arthur never put his hand on a doorknob to open it himself. He never drove a car. He never went anywhere where there was a problem with crime, and yet Arthur Sulzberger in New York had a gun permit. And he should have had a gun permit, but everybody else in New York should be able to have a gun permit if they want one. But that's not the way it works in New York. You got to be an Arthur Sulzberger in order to get one of these very rare, you know, the 34,000 permits for a gun. So, I'm getting tired of the snobs. I don't know who they are and who they think they are. And, you know, they should, all of these people should go and read the story of the French Revolution. Don't you think? I think all of them should do that. That's their homework. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Texas state representative is now being criticized for tweeting he had an assault weapon ready for Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. The tweet by Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane came after O'Rourke had this to say during the debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Kane tweeted, "My AR is ready for you, Robert Francis," which is O'Rourke's full name. O'Rourke called the tweet a death threat. Kane's tweet was removed for violating the company's terms of service. But it escalated an already tense atmosphere in Texas over guns after two mass shootings in August left 29 people dead. Quick glance at the stock market. The S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219. And the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now we're going to do my favorite thing, which is propaganda via the poll. Polling samples. Taking polls for propaganda. We had two polls, and one was, and I'm just going to mention this once, USA Today, Suffolk County. Which, where is Suffolk? Why is Suffolk County doing a poll? And ABC News, Washington Post. Okay? And, you know, not surprisingly, this is all done. Congress is back in town. They've already passed a magazine capacity ban. They're back in town. And these polls show strong support for so-called universal background checks, and a majority would back a ban on so-called blank assault weapons, you know. Now, the polls are not for Congress. Congress in the House is already going to do what they want to do. They're just looking for a reason for that. That's all. They're always looking for a reason for gun control. This is for you. The poll is for you. The propaganda is for you. Now, they also found out during the polling that less than one-fourth of Americans think Congress will actually do anything on gun control. That's all for, so for you, too, so that you won't pick up the phone and call your congressperson. They said a whopping 68% believe it is likely no significant legislation will be passed during the next 12 months. This is all psychological warfare. Really, it is. One of them was conducted via the registered voters via landline and cell phone August 20th through 25th while they were in recess. The only reason to do it with registered voters, you do it with likely voters, and you're actually going to get a better idea of the actual public sentiment, because that way you don't know their political leanings. Why would you go after registered voters? You go after registered voters so you can have a bias. Most of these polls have an 8 to 10% Democrat-leaning bias, okay? A little background for you. The ABC News Washington Post survey was done September 2nd through the 5th, among a random national sample of 1,003 adults. Now, once again, we don't know where these polls were done. We don't know where the where geographically, if it was done in the North, if it was done in New York City, what do you think is going to, what do you think is going to get? Now, here's the other thing. 58% of the respondents expressed confidence that stricter gun laws would in fact reduce mass shootings. 41% are skeptical. And 6 in 10 respondents favor banning high-capacity ammunition clips, which is a reference to the original capacity magazines. And the same percentage of people fear a mass shooting in their community. What we're talking about here now is not about statistics. Statistics are, they're not sexy, they're not cool, they're very rarely what we want to hear, and they're the only thing that should, that policy should be based upon if it's going to be bumping up against the right, okay? As a matter of fact, in some cases, I don't think even a right is susceptible to statistics, because there's other things that come into play. Like in some of these blue bastions, there's a lot of other things that come into play that cause violence and crime and poverty. So we're talking about feelings. If stricter, what could possibly, the only stricter gun law we could have now than the ones that are already on the books would be to ban guns. That's it. Now, we've already banned and outlawed murder. That's outlawed. And all that happens is there's nothing. Now, they haven't done anything to try to, the detriment to you committing murder is the penalty. And that's what they put out there in order for you not to want to commit murder. Except most people that are going to commit murder couldn't care less about the penalty. And most people, the other rest of the people, are never going to commit murder because they don't, it never crosses their mind to kill somebody. And what we're hearing here, and this 58%, I find that number fascinating. After Sandy Hook, they did another survey, and they found that 56% of America think that rampage killings happen on a regular basis, when in fact they're very rare. Right now we're actually at a lull. There's a lull in rampage killings right now in 2019 that we haven't seen since 2014. There was actually more last year and the year before that. So, we're not seeing an increase, we're seeing a decrease, and it's statistically speaking, when you look at the numbers, they're actually sort of static. They're actually sort of static. Both of these surveys were, of course, released this past Monday, just in time for Congress to be back in. But that's not for them. It's not for them, it's for you. This is for you. According to ABC News, its survey shows 89% support for universal background checks for all gun purchases, which is a repackaging of what we heard during Obama's term in 2013. 86% back red flag laws allowing the police to take guns from individuals found by a judge to be a danger. Well, see, the wording of that right there gives it right away. Nobody finds anybody to be a danger. You're suspected of being a danger. You haven't been adjudicated to be a danger. The judge hasn't decided you're a danger. Mental health professionals haven't decided you're a danger. But they jumped ahead of themselves in the wording. According to the USA Today Suffolk poll, 9 out of 10 registered voters say they support requiring background checks for all firearm sales. Once again, it's a repackage. There's already background checks for every firearm sale in the United States done by an FFL. The reason there isn't one for, there's with private transfers, there used to be people that had what were referred to as tabletop FFL licenses, which would be somebody in the neighborhood who could buy guns and then he would sell them to his friends at cost and whatever the shipping was. And when in 1994, when the Omnibus Crime Bill was pushed and they reformed who was and who was not an FFL, all those were swept away. You had to have a storefront. You had to have this kind of protection. You had to have this kind of surveillance. And, the tabletops got swept away. So now only FFLs, as of that law, only FFLs have to do a background check, right? So this is just their law, in effect. Now, Judge Andrew Napolitano has argued that in his opinion, gun confiscation under red flag laws is unconstitutional. I'm not a real big Judge Knapp fan because he's a never Trumper. Never Trumpers are very irrational people. I don't care how good they look, and I don't care how good their hair is. Now, according to the report, Americans trust the Democrats in Congress over Donald Trump to handle gun laws by 51 to 36%. And maybe that's the one reason the Democrats have become known as the party of gun control. Now, Ted Cruz got out there and he said the right approach to preventing rampage killings is not restricting the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. The right approach is to come down on criminals like a ton of bricks and prevent guns from falling into the wrong hands. That's a pipe dream, Ted. Criminals don't play by any sort of set of rules, so they can make it up as they go, and they will find a way. So you can talk about that, and we should definitely try to do that, but that's something that's not going to happen. On the other hand, you know, when you look at the revolving door in some of these blue states, in Chicago, they talk about the police know that there's 1,400 individuals causing all the violence in Chicago. They know it. In late July and during the month of August, 35 people were killed in rampage killings. And that's too many. I'll agree with you right now. But this is all coming. Well, this new push, because they're always looking for that reason. Wouldn't they go to Chicago and say, we have to have gun control? Look what happens to Chicago. Wouldn't they go to Baltimore? In a 16-hour period in Baltimore, 7 people were shot, 2 fatally during a 16-hour period. And in Baltimore alone, their body count right now is 240. In Chicago, 344. And with those numbers, you know, you would think they'd go after that. But no, they got to go after the high-profile ones. But support for gun laws is premised on a large part on confidence that gun control efforts would have the desired effect. This never happens. It's never happened. It would already have happened by now, wouldn't it? I kind of think so. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
All right, one more time before we kick the weekend off in earnest. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In the United States today, what do they say we have? 330, 335 million people. Out of those, that leaves about, I don't know, I think 80 million of them are 18 years old and below children, minors in the eyes of the law, which leaves 250 some odd million people in the United States as adults. Now, with that, there's somewhere between 120 million and 150 million gun owners in the United States. I tend to think it's more than 150 million. But because of that, when you look at that, as far as adults are concerned, we are the majority of America. We hold the majority in America today. And that part of it becomes crucial. Because let's talk to the Democrats. Because we're divided right now, and a good portion of us are gun owners, and we vote as a block. We only get together when we feel threatened, and Democrats, you're doing a really good job of that. Your solutions you offer do more harm than good, and I see the things you put out there are sort of fear-mongering to me. What you find positive to rally your base basically angers half the registered voters in the U.S. and drives up our voter participation. The extreme views you use to win in primary doom you in a national election. So let me take a moment to help open your eyes here. 4,000 children die every year from texting while driving. That's 12 times the number of people who die from all types of rifles nationally. And only half of those deaths maybe by something like an AR. Banning cell phones is not a solution, but that is exactly what you're proposing for guns. For the half of the country that does not own a gun, it seems like a great idea. To the hardcore leftists, it seems like a great idea. But to the rest of us, you're a bunch of idiots. In the age of Facebook and Instagram, you cannot unring a bell. Once you open your mouth and call for a gun ban, you are committed and forever tagged. Just ask Mitt Romney. Gun control cost pantsuit the 2016 election. The facts are her weakness here showed up in the primary when she lost Michigan to Bernie. The 1994 gun ban cost you the house for almost 30 years. Al Gore lost due to his call for a handgun ban. And what seems like a good idea to the loony left that drives your party is not so acceptable to anybody else. Things haven't changed, nah. Bill Clinton did not run on an assault weapons ban, and neither did Obama. Hillary or Al Gore. There's a lesson there for you. Don't tell people what you're planning until after you're elected. You have spent 30 years plus lying to yourselves that gun bans win elections, and it's just not true. And one last thing. Only 30% of the electorate are Republicans out of the 200 million people. That is 60 million voters. So another 40% or so of the 140 million gun owners are Democrats. Wouldn't you think that? I don't know how it actually breaks down, but I'm just doing a little math in my head. I'm just playing around with you. They own guns, too. They don't, you know, Alyssa Milano just admitted to owning guns. So they feel cowed and silenced and unwelcome in their own party. Some of them are walking away from you. The lion's share of them will not vote for a candidate that supports gun confiscation. They make up 40% of the NRA, and they're tired of being shouted down by the leftists in your party. They account for the major growth in people registering independent. We, the American gun owner, are diverse. We're not your enemy. We're not terrorists. We're not rampage killers. And maybe you should stop treating us like we are. Because no one wants rampage killing, but you do not offer solutions. You offer a scorched earth approach. We could have a meaningful dialogue on this, but the era of compromise is over. You've already gotten as much as you're going to get. And we actually have a real solution. But to you, gun control is an issue. It's a voting issue. It's a way to get votes. Take a lesson from the American black population. See how this has worked for them. This gun control is a big issue. So, am I trying to scare voters in the primary? You're putting yourselves in a big position to lose in 2020. Nationally. Back to the Democratic debate. That was filled with all kinds of calls for weapon bans and gun confiscation and a whole lot of other nonsense. And it's not surprising because it was a Democratic debate. Candidates aren't trying to woo the general public. They're trying to appeal to a base that seems to be leaning further and further left on more and more issues, which, by the way, is not a very realistic way to see the world, especially guns. Gosh, guns are, they are way left on that now. And despite that, despite the fact that the Trump administration seems to be open to at least some degree of gun control, House Democrats are beginning to back off of their push for an assault weapon ban. And I don't know where the source is, but I got this from a source. As Democrats make an aggressive push for new gun control legislation, they've made a calculated decision to stop short of pursuing the most ambitious goal, an assault weapons ban. The overwhelming majority of House Democrats, 211, seven shy of the 280 needed for passage, are co-sponsoring legislation to ban military-style semi-automatic weapons, similar to the ban in effect from 1994 to 2004. But some centrist Democrats remain skittish about any proposal that keeps firearms from law-abiding citizens, a frequent charge against Democrats by Republicans and gun rights groups, making any such ban politically risky for moderates in Trump-friendly districts. In the Senate, it draws even less support. The split reveals just how complicated gun politics remain inside the Democratic Party, even as rampage shootings are terrorizing the nation and the Twitter hashtag do something has captured the mounting public demands for Congress to act. What's happening is the public is beginning to understand that rampage killings are not that common. So while the presidential candidates are screaming for an assault weapon ban, a lot of lawmakers who would actually have to pass this, they can't unilaterally just get up there and be king and say, I decree. They can't do that. So many lawmakers are remaining silent on the issue. Schumer, he's out there saying, bring it to a vote, but he's not actually pushing anything. Pelosi, she's just quiet. She's out there. She's getting mad saying, we've done what we're going to do. We did it. We did our job. Without even Fine Frankenstein, who's a noted anti-gunner and a long history of pushing for gun controls, remained fairly silent on a new assault weapon ban, despite having pushed her own in the past. Why? Well, part of the reason why is expressed quite clearly by the very man who wrote the latest iteration of the assault weapon ban. And that would be Representative David Cicilline of Rhode Island. He said, let's be honest. Every other bill that we've done tries to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. This is the one piece of legislation that keeps a particular weapon out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. A lot of people have enormous objections to that. And that's a really big part of the issue, to be sure. And the fact that Cicilline actually acknowledges this is surprising. That kind of honesty you don't normally see. Most of the time, even on a ban like this, a lawmaker will try to spin it so it's all about the bad actors misusing firearms. That's an easier sell to an American populace where 58% of them are afraid of a rampage killing happening in their neighborhood. It's easier to sell than we don't trust you with these weapons, which is what Cicilline's bill basically does. And then support for universal background checks is high because many people fail to see how that infringing how does that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms? Because we already have background checks when we buy guns. They don't understand that they haven't seen the part where you'd have to have a gun registry in order to make that work. But assault weapon bans are different. This means they can't buy a certain class of gun, one they can pick up at any gun store in America right now. That's a problem for Joe Sixpack, despite him never having bought a gun before. And when polling shows support for an assault weapon ban to be over 50%, most of those favoring such a ban live in a larger urban center. You mean the ones being polled that can't have them already? So their support is highly concentrated in a few areas that have always favored gun control anyway. In most rural areas, they feel quite differently, and they're unlikely to support representatives who infringe on that right. They can try to support universal background checks without issue back home, at least for now. Now, things would probably change really rapidly once that got passed. So despite all of the bluster and the talk, and I'm coming for this and I'm coming for that, the AR-15s, the FALs, the AK-47s, the Galils, all of the semi-automatic weapons that are box-fed, they're all safe and sound right now. For now, the fight must go on. I'll talk to you guys next week. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now,
just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are.
But what you may not realize
is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us.
Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.